right. Any other adults want to go with a referee? I am redeemed. Give the Lord a hand of applause for his house. All right. We're going to continue our series. On Facebook, I'm actually calling this The Secret to Happiness, or How to Be Happy. But I don't mean happiness in a way where you're laughing all the time and that type of stuff. I'm talking about where you have contentment within your heart. The only way to have it, I don't care who you are, what you do, the only way to have it is through Jesus. Amen. I don't care how much money you got or lack of. I don't care how big a home you have, how small. I don't care whether you're healthy or you're sick. I don't care what you are, old, young, in between. The only way that you're going to know what true contentment and happiness is through Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, let's take a look at our theme here real quick. Here we go. For we know, I need for you to know this. I need for you to understand it. And we know that all things, this key word here is going to be a key word today that I want to look at. All things. It doesn't matter what. Good, bad. It seems to me, and maybe I'm being a little paranoid here, but it seems to me like a lot of people in our church are really just sort of being attacked these days. I mean, it's either health or other issues, finances, or whatever the case may be. But let me tell you this. I believe this with all of my heart. Don't run away from here. Run to here. Because no matter what happens, everybody so far that has had some type of crisis, sometimes life-threatening crisis, as long as you keep your faith in Jesus, they're coming through these things with a vengeance. All right? This one here would like to die on me twice. She's here. Calvin would like to die. He's coming through it. You know, little 15-year-old Michael's been life-changing for him. You know, everybody's dealing with stuff. But again, don't run from God. Run to God, and you will be okay because all things work together for good to them that what? That means you've got faith in God. You don't reject God. You want God. And to them who are called, and everybody here is called. Doesn't mean everybody here accepts that calling, but everybody is called according to His purpose. Not my purpose. I may have a purpose, but it don't matter. I need God's purpose in my life because He's called me out for that reason. He's protected me, given me ways when I couldn't see a way through. He provided a way for me. I'm standing here today because He provided a way for me to keep His God. Lord, have applause. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Psalms. I know that you know this is one of my favorite books. Anytime you've got any type of issue, go to the book of Psalms. It will uplift you, I promise. Here's what it says. Psalm 145. It says, the Lord upholdeth all, you see the key word again? All that fall. How many people fall? That's right. I ain't going to ask you to raise your hand because everybody needs to raise their hand. They ain't a perfect person in here. I guarantee you. I mean, when I fall, I fall. And when I fall, it hurts. Okay? So, the Lord upholdeth. It's like if we walk with Him and we stumble. We all stumble. Before we hit the ground and bust our nose, He's there to catch us. You get the picture? That's what the psalmist is saying. It's like the Lord will catch you, every one of you that fall. Believe me, I need Jesus to catch me every day.
Amen.
You understand where I'm coming from? And not only does He catch me, look what He does. He raises up all those who bow down. Let me give you the picture of what bow down means. It's when He catches me, I'm thankful he catches me. I give him thanks. I give him praise. Then he raises me right back up. You get the picture? Say amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Here we go again. The eyes of all. Here we go. There's that word again. The eyes of all wait upon thee. And thou givest them meat in due season. Wow. Let me tell you what this says to me. Not everything happens on my time. You know, I pray. If I'm hurting, I want to be healed now. If I'm in pain, I want to be healed now. If there's something wrong, I want it to go away now. You understand me? You understand what I'm saying? That's human nature. Sometimes it doesn't go away now. Because God doesn't deal in the now. He deals in his time. Now let me give you the most prime example. And when Calvin comes out, I want you and him to go to this day on our website. This is what I'm about to say. Calvin was on the respirator for how many days? Almost 14 days. Every day, his wife, his family, his preacher was praying, Lord, I want him to come off that. We want his lungs to kick in, and we want him to get back. It didn't happen. Now, here's the deal. Did we get mad at God? No! We want his will. And I even told Calvin this while he was on that bit. Because here's what I believe. Even if Lord had called Calvin home, that bit wasn't going to heaven with him. He was coming off that bit one way or the other. And that's the way you got to look at it, folks. Now, we wanted him off that bit as fast as we get him off. On there for almost 14 days. God took him off there when God wanted to take him off there. He's now off there. He's recovering, doing fine, and breathing better than all of you. Give the Lord a hand of applause. But, you know, we have to wait sometimes. We don't understand. The eyes of all that wait. Sometimes, and wait here is another key word for the same thing as we call faith. Waiting takes faith. Because when it don't happen overnight, it takes what? Faith. Say it with me. Faith. That's what it takes. Because there's going to come a time he's going to give us what we need. Meat in due season means he feeds us and sustains us at the time that we need it the most. Do you understand that? Okay? He gives it to us at the time when we need it. When he thinks we need it. Now look at this. Thou opens thine hand and satisfies the desires of every living thing. Opens thy hands. It's like I walk through life and my hand is closed. When I start believing in God, I'm going to open my hand. That's very hard for you to give me something in my hand if it's locked. Closed. People are closed-minded. Closed-hearted. They don't run to God. They get mad at God. They take it out on God. And they close up their heart and close up their hands. Here's what the psalmist is saying. You know, if you open your hand and allow God to come in, he will satisfy everything and every need that you have. It don't get any better than that. Do you understand that? Do you get the picture? It's time for people to open up their hands and say, Jesus, come into my life. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, this satisfied means that I'm okay with God's will. God's will. It may not happen the way I want. Nobody in here wants to get sick. Nobody in here wants to go to the hospital. Nobody here wants to get bills. Nobody here wants to deal with stress. Do you? Nobody wants to do that. But every one of you deal with all of that. That's life. That's how life comes at you. That's how Satan comes at you. Because he wants you stressed. He wants you angry. He wants you depressed. And he wants you out of the will of God. Now, it don't take a real rocket science to figure that out, does it? But that's not what I want. If I walk with Jesus every day, I want to be satisfied. And the only way I'm going to be satisfied, knowing God's will in my life, is when I open my heart and my hand to God's will. Do you get the picture? Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Psalms 121. Look at this. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Now, all this means is simply a lot of psalms were songs. Just like we go to the hymn book, a lot of the psalms they used to sing. So there are psalms that people would sing and worship at this time in biblical history. So this is a psalm that when the church got together, they would sing. Man, this is some beautiful lyrics. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Hills. We all know that when Moses went to get the Ten Commandments, he didn't go to the valley. He went to what? Went to the mountains. Now, I love the ocean. I love the mountains. All of them represent how powerful God is. All this is a picture of if I want to be lifted in my eyes and my help, I need you to go to the one who can give it to me. And that's the one that only heals. That's the one that made the heals. That's the one that's in control. So all the psalmists are saying, I lift up my eyes into the hills because that's where I can go and get help. Now it's amazing when people look for help today. Matter of fact, later on this year, I'm going to do a series of sermons on where people go to look for help. It's amazing where people go. They're not getting any help. Okay? You got to go where the power is at, folks.
Amen.
And the power is in the hands of God. And if you don't figure that out, don't understand that, you're going to be in one place in life. You got to go to the hills. You got to go to the mountains. You got to go where the power of God is. Seek that out. Look at number two. My help cometh from what? The Lord, which made heaven and earth. Now, when I come to the fact and understand that God made everything around me, including me, He made everything around here, including me. And He even made you, which means He had to have a sense of humor. Isn't that right?
Amen.
We're all creations of God. That's who I want to go to get help. If He can create the mountains, the ocean, the beauty, and can create a little baby that comes into this world, that's all right with me. So any problems I got, that's where I want to go to.
Amen.
You understand that? The mindset to that? Okay. My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Slumber means He didn't take time off. He didn't sleep. He didn't rest. God is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I don't care when you call on Him, you can be crying in the middle of the night or the middle of the day. When you call upon God, He will be there for you. And let me tell you something. He's not the one that's going to cause you to fall. I will not suffer thy foot to be moved, which means I'm not the one that's going to make you stumble, but I am the one that will raise you up.
Amen.
Satan's in the stumbling business. God's in the raising business. He will grab you, hold you, stop you from hitting the bottom, and raise you back up, put you back up, shake the dust off your heels, and get you ready for service if that's what you want. But you got to want it. This has got to be a relationship between you and God. Do you see that? Do you understand that? Not everybody wants it. You can tell because they're not here in God's house. They don't go nowhere. They don't want it. They don't need it. What arrogance. Day and age in which we live, believe me, if you're watching me by internet, you better believe you need God and you need His Son Jesus every day.
Amen.
I don't know how you survive without it. The trouble of it is, there are people that are not surviving. Think, wake up, understand that Jesus is the best friend you've got,
Amen.
Not your enemy. Until you come to find that out, you'll never have peace in your life. But once you do, you'll have the greatest peace that you've ever been given. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, but let me close out with this. I love this. I love this. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. From this time forth, and even forevermore. What a beautiful phrase. Look at this. The Lord shall preserve, which means no matter what, he's going to keep you. He's going to be your God from now on. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he is with you. Now look at this. Now, by going out and coming in, that's a neat phrase. No matter whether I'm coming or I'm going, and no matter what I'm doing, from the time I get up to the time I go to sleep, and even in my sleep, God is watching over me. Do you get that picture? Now, here's another picture I want you to see. Going out. One of these days, I'm going to leave this world. I'm going to go out of it. My heart's going to stop, and I'm going to leave this world. But when I leave one place, I'm going to go in somewhere else. I want you to see this. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, even if my death point, he's with me. And then when I come into his presence, he's with me for how long? They don't give a better people. And I don't know why some people can't get this figured out. I mean, it's understandable that people have frustrations in life. But every frustration I've ever had in life has been my fault. You understand that? Take ownership of it. And every time I've ever needed help, it came from Jesus. It came from his Spirit. It came from God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. That's where my help comes from. It took me a while to figure that out. But once I did, understandably, it doesn't mean I have a perfect life. It doesn't mean I may not end up in a hospital tomorrow. I could be in the casket tomorrow. But in my going out and coming in, Jesus is going to be with me from now on, now on, now on, now on. Do you understand that? Do you believe that? Give the Lord a hand of applause. So what is the secret to contentment and happiness? It's simply this. Walk with the Lord every day. Walk with him every day. Talk to him every day. Talk to him every day. Attend his house every chance that you get. Be in God's house somewhere. If you're watching me by internet, no matter where you may be, find your church home and get in. I'm telling you, that truly is the secret to what everything in life is all about. Do you really, truly understand that? Say amen. Amen. Stand with me.
Yes. I'd like to share one more thing. The day before, or hours, I would say, before they had to put the title on the event, he looked at me and he said, and he asked, and there was some fear, but I don't know how much fear. He said, am I going to make it? I think he knew how bad it was. But I said, yes, you're going to make it. And he said, well, if God's ready for me, you don't know if God's ready for me. He was ready. He didn't want to go, but he wasn't scared. He wasn't scared of that. And he hadn't seen his daughter for 5 years. And the next word out of his mouth was, will you tell Andrea that I love her in case she didn't get to. I said, well, I think you'll be able to tell her that. But I'll make sure she gives you that. She's barely left his side. So God has plans that we have no idea about. And we've all got stories like that, I'm sure. But just to say that I didn't want to lose him. We take so much for granted. We take our spouses, our children, our being able to walk. I mean, we take all that for granted. But you know, God provided the way, and I praise his name for it. And I know Calvin, he said he was terrified, or he was scared, and he said he was terrified at times. I'm sure he heard a lot, but he also heard a lot of praise. Brother Roger was there, Monica was there, everybody prayed over him, so I'm thankful that he heard.
And that was more than anything else that I heard. And I just thank everybody here for that, just knowing that everything we have, this needs to be taken. And we need to just think about that all the time.
And I tell you, folks, I've said this all the time. Understand something. There's a reason for everything. We don't know it sometimes, all the times, but there's a reason why whatever happens in our lives is a reason for it. We can't see it sometimes, but believe me, God has a reason for what all He does. And all I've ever looked at in my own personal life, all it's ever done is give me another notch on my testimony. Breast cancer with Monica, all kinds of cancer here, all that I go through. We spend a lot of time on the phone, and all we do is talk to people. I bet I've talked to probably 25 or 30 people in the last year that wants to, that's going on dialysis. I'm the contact person through that. And all I do is say, hey, yes, it's life-changing, but if you understand one thing, you have your faith in God, you do what they tell you to do, believe me, I haven't skipped it. And that's what you tell people. By the grace of God, here's how you get through this kind of thing. All I'm saying is, folks, we all build a testimony by the sacrifices of life that we have to make. Every one of you here, nobody's had a perfect life. Every one of you's had issues. But when you come out on the other side of it and you're praising God, you become one powerful witness. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Every head bowed, every eyes closed. Michael begins to play. Father, we just ask you. What wonderful words of testimony, Father. But now we come to understand, Father, this is decision time. And Father, to anyone who might be watching us today by internet, Father, wherever they may be, may they understand they need Jesus today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. Today is a day of salvation. And all you've got to do is just bow your head and say, Jesus, I realize I'm a sinner and I need your grace today. Father, come into my life. I believe in your Son, Jesus. Save my soul. From the time that you do that, Jesus will change your life if you mean it for eternity. It can happen in a church. It can happen in jail. It can happen in a bedroom. It can happen anywhere. Just understand. Jesus loves you. Father, bless our church and this congregation. Bless this invitation. May it reach out to those in need today. In Jesus' most precious and holy name we pray. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, as Michael begins to play, would you come? Would you come?